Doug, this is dictating on dictating on Martin Joanna. That's MARTIN, M as in Mary, Martin Joanna, JOANNA, Martin Joanna. Date of birth is 9/17/43, and date of visit is 6/13/23. Please make copy for Dr. Rosalina Luterio. Rosalina Luterio. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of interstitial lung disease, and persistent cough. Next paragraph is physical illness. This is a 79-year-old female who has previously been known to have idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, has had workup done with chest CT as well as pulmonary function studies. The patient had a CT chest done on 11/9/22, and it showed apical predominant fibrotic changes with subpleural reticular opacities and peripheral traction bronchiectasis, period, irregular areas of interlobular septal thickening was again seen with without honeycombing, and a few peripheral consolidative and nodular opacities, including pleural-based nodular opacities in the left lower lobe, measuring up to 1 centimeter. And these findings had not changed since December of 21. Period. The next line. The patient has cough but does not bring up much sputum. She had no recent weight loss, has no night sweats, chills, and denies any hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypothyroidism and hypolipidemia, and history of gastroesophageal reflux. As well as history for gastroparesis. The patient had wrist surgery in the past and had rib fractures in 22 following a car accident. She also had atrial tachycardia. Period. Surgery also includes hysterectomy, right oophorectomy, fallopian tube resection, and resection of ovarian cysts, and left wrist surgery. In the past, she has had diarrhea and dysentery as a child. Next, analogies to Emycin, Flagyl, Lipito, and Tetracycline, Repatha, and Botanical. Next paragraph. Family history: mother died of heart disease. Father died of MI. Next, system review. Habits: the patient is a non-smoker and denies any alcohol use. Next, system review. The patient had some weight loss. No fever, but has fatigue. She has no glaucoma, cataracts. She has no hoarseness or sore throat, no urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, no hay fever. She has had persistent cough and some wheezing. And denies hay fever. She does have abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn. She has joint pains, muscle aches. She has leg and calf muscle pains and leg swelling. There's no depression or anxiety. And she does have easy bruising. Denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss. Next. Physical exam, this elderly, average built white female, no acute distress, no pyelorectus, and no clubbing, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 125/70, pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 135, saturation 97, room air. HENT and non-phthalic pupils react when equal. Sclera were clear, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Next up, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movement and diminished excursions and fine crackles scattered at the vases. Heart, the heart's irregular, as on a nest to no mama. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. And the extremities will mild peripheral edema, no calf tenderness. Neurologically, it reflexes a 1 plus with no gross motor depth. Its cranial is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, breast number 1 is extensive pulmonary fibrosis. In brackets, UIP. Number 2 is bronchiectasis. And number 3 is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number 4, hypothyroidism. And number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study as well as a CT chest without contrast. She will use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs TIDPRN. And the patient will make copies of her previous pulmonary evaluation prior to her next visit. And at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for the consultation. Stock, this is a copy for Rizalina Lutidio, Rizalina, Rizalina Lutidio, Lutrio, MD. Thank you, Stock, this is a...